My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
I think that's true, right? You know, it's like all of us, you know, you do some good things and more good things seem to come, hopefully. But to see him come out and make those catches, those are great catches, you know, traffic catches. I was excited. Everybody was fired up about it. But that's what we expect from Rashad Bateman. He's expected to be a top receiver.
I'll revert back to the same in terms of, would you love them to be out there every day? Of course, right? I don't know when that start or that end is, but every day they're together, we're going to get better, right? They're going to continue to grow as a duo. And you could see that when Rashad was out there and Lamar's out there. I anticipate that to come pretty easily, you know, pretty fluidly, because they've been here together now 3 years.
Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato. Quick draw McGraw behind the glass on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Send in your favorite turn up songs to the text line, Nolan. He'll take care of the rest. You heard from head coach John Harbaugh and Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken there talking about Rashad Bateman, who has been one of the better offensive players to this point in camp. Got nicked up again yesterday, seemed to be in the same area where he got hurt last week. Caught a nice touchdown grab from Lamar, high pass in the back corner of the end zone. He goes up.
Did you go yesterday?
Yeah, I was out there yesterday. So saw that play. He went over our Darius Washington, and I got to check my notes. I want to say it was maybe Armour Davis. I could be wrong. I got to look at my notepad, but it was definitely two guys, and he came down holding his midsection, and that was pretty much it for him. And that's kind of the thing with Bateman. It's, you know, I think everybody knows the type of talent that he is. And when he's been on the field so far in camp, he's looked great. But it's just about him staying on the field and being able to stack these good practices that he's having.
Well, Saturday, Cordell, I was out there. That was probably his best I've ever seen. He made some really nice catches, some deep crosses, and made plays after the catch, was making people miss and stuff. And the thing, you know, about his ribs, I'm guessing it's his ribs if he's falling on that would be it. But when you look at him physically, he's a skinny dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot. Whereas like Zay's kind of rocked. Whereas Rashad is not. I mean, he's just kind of a lean kid that, you know, he doesn't have a lot of bulk to him.
Yeah, he's pretty up and down. And he has deceptiveness in his game when you look at his body size. I mean,
very, very fluid.
I mean, his acceleration is exceptional. He's got deceptive speed and he's got good hands. I mean, I think Rashad Bateman has done, you know, exactly what Harb's expected him to do. We heard the clip coming in of Harb saying that they expect him to be a top tier wide receiver for them. So far, he's looked like a top tier receiver for them in camp. We'll see if it translates into the games and if he's able, he and Lamar are able to stay on the field together. But we heard Todd Monken talking about it a little bit, and I feel like we all talk about that a lot when it comes to Rashad Bateman and Lamar. The chemistry issues, the lack of them being able to stay on the field together. And that's why I just wanted to straight up ask Todd Monken to see, you know, if that's a part of their mindset. And, you know, he talked about that. We heard the clip there on the field. When they are on the field together, it looks good. And all you can do is just hope that it stays that way. You can't predict injuries.
Well, on Saturday, Cordell, it looked like the game plan was to get Bateman the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he was the only one getting it. I mean, first play of, because what they did Saturday, Cordell, was they had, it was like game, everything, it was game-like. Not tackling with the starters, right, but game-like situations, because they punted, they backed up, punted, they did the kickoffs, mm-hmm, you know, they did everything. So, and then they scrimmaged at the end with the threes. Okay. You know, I'm guessing the people that are playing Friday night. Right. And that was kind of a scary situation, mm-hmm, Cordell.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So, the thing that I liked about the Lamar Rashad Bateman, when Bate made those plays on Saturday, especially like he had like a 30-yarder where he ran a deep in and then he was running around. Guys, Lamar was running down there, you know, patting him on the head and patting him. So maybe it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's a work in progress, right, and it's coming. The sad part is you're not going to have any. You know, the first time we're going to get a chance to see it game like is Kansas City.
Right.
That's the bad thing, because what happens if in that game he gets one target? Then does he go back to, you know, the body language is bad again? I don't know. Because right now the confidence level's extremely high. It's like watching Gunnar Henderson the last 2 days, mm-hmm, batting, where things are rocketing off his bat. I mean, that's what Bateman looks like right now, because when he's running his routes, you know, he's just a confident dude running routes, and it's like, give me the ball. You know, kind of like Edwards has been, I'm the man, I'm the, you know, in the basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm the man, give me the ball, I'll finish it out. That's what Bateman looks like right now.
He had a rep yesterday, and granted, it's one-on-one. That's a drill that's designed for the wide receiver to win. It's a lot of space out there. You're one-on-one. The DB probably has his assignment on where he's supposed to force you, and that in itself gets him to win. But he put a route on Marlon Humphrey yesterday. It was maybe from about 10 yards out from the end zone. A nice out route. I mean, his break, he shuts down on his break plant, and his fake in and back out was, I mean, just really left Marlon to the point Marlon had to kind of just jog it the rest of the way because he's beat. I mean, he really is good. And you heard Harbs in the open there talking about just what you were mentioning about getting Rashad involved early. And, yep, and that kind of gets him going. That gets him in the right headspace. That gets his confidence up, because if he's going to go 10, 15 plays without seeing the ball, then you may get a different version of Rashad Bateman. It may be tougher to kind of get him to make some of those plays consistently, or to stay as locked in as he is once he's involved right off the get-go.
I mean, that's typical of any
right
receiver. I mean, Jerry Rice, if you didn't get him the ball early, he'd be mad as hell, mm-hmm, you know, and he would be fuming in the huddle. And then all of a sudden you kind of check out. But if he, like, Bateman got it first play, Cordell, first play. I mean, and if you get a guy like, and you want to get a guy like Jerry Rice going, or like Bateman, look at how much better he is if you get him going early. With, I think, like with a Zay Flowers, I don't think it really matters.
Just about to say that, like, because they had a nice play yesterday, Lamar in the scramble drill. Zay's probably going to be his guy in the scramble drill, just because Zay's ability to separate at the drop of a dime, his ability to cut. And, you know, he and Lamar just are very in sync.
And last year it was Odell.
Yeah. You know, and even Zay too, when you think back to the AFC Championship game, the touchdown Lamar throws, where he breaks out of the sack and he keeps it going. The Bengals one, where he throws down the field to Zay. I mean, they just are on the same page in the scramble drill. But to your point, if Bateman is the guy that they're targeting early, I don't think it'll be the same case as it was last year for Bateman to where guys will be left out. Maybe likely on the back end because it goes Andrews, then Zay, and then likely. But I don't think it'll be a situation to where it was for Bateman last year where he was just all the way left out. If Bateman's involved early, the rest of those guys I still feel like will be able to be involved as opposed to if Lamar comes out force feeding Zay and then Andrews is going to get his. Bateman may not, it may be tougher to allow Bateman to be the third guy to get involved.
I think Lamar realizes that just throwing to one guy all the time doesn't benefit him, doesn't make him better. Why? Because they can take one guy away. If you're just going by, okay, the reads, just go by what the play call is, because that's pretty much, you know, one or two. I mean, normally, if you're going to three, you're scrambling. So I just think it's better for their offense, you know, because you want to talk about, you want to use, because Monken always talks about it, want to use the whole field. And if you're eliminating Bateman from the offense, basically, by never throwing it to him, you're not using the whole field. So I think they're making a conscious effort because Cordell, from the get-go, from the day the season ended, they haven't been pumping up Zay Flowers. They haven't been pumping up Mark Andrews, who they talk about all the time, and gave him a new contract, you know, and all that. Bateman. Bateman's the guy. They realize that if they can get Bateman going too, that's going to make their offense that much better. Because, I mean, you know, you got Henry that's going to hammer people, and then the play action pass. And the way that Bateman and Flowers, great route runners. Because, I mean, they can get their pads over their toes. They can get in and out of cuts. They can separate. I mean, those two guys are as good as anybody in the league running routes because of their body control.
410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in talking some Ravens right now. If you want to talk some Orioles, they're back on the diamond out in Toronto tonight, trying to stay hot. We'll see if this lineup can keep it going. But coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll keep going with the Ravens talk. Look at this offensive line competition. We'll be able to get our first real look at this offensive line, at least a part of it, on Friday night. We'll talk about how that a couple of these offensive line battles are going right now.
Yeah, I want to run a couple of scenarios by you, what I think.
Let's do it. That's next here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Vinny and Haney. Talking some Ravens football right now. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to jump in. We'll get to the calls in a second here. But Vinny wanted to talk a little bit about the offensive line. Seeing the, you know, to this point, it can't, we're a couple of weeks in now. So we've gotten to get a decent size look. They've been in the pads. I've been checking out some of the one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. We know Linderbaum, he isn't there right now. They're going to be cautious with him. John Harbaugh said that yesterday. So yesterday we got a lot of Ben Cleveland at center. By my count, only one bad snap. And credit to Lamar being able to get it off the ground pretty quickly and look like a read option situation. So Lamar just really good with his ball handling and pulling the ball away and still making something out of that play. But by my count, not a terrible day for Ben Cleveland. Actually looked pretty decent. Honestly, yesterday I thought was a pretty good day in general for the offensive line and team drills. Watched quite a few of them in the one-on-ones. And for the most part, they held their own. And that includes guys like Cleveland and Falele, who I have been up and down on. Rosengarten had a couple of good reps. Also kind of got bull rushed a couple of times.
That's the big thing that scares me about him. In the one-on-ones, too.
But yeah, it seems like they're starting to figure it out a little bit.
Yeah, I think it'll probably take a couple preseason games mm-hmm. to figure out the right side of the line. I think the left side is set. I like Voorhees. I don't know what you think.
I think he's pretty much all but locked in at this point.
Yeah. I mean, to me, fundamentally, he's extremely good. His feet are good. His positioning's good. I think he's going to be, you know, he may have some struggles at mm-hmm. times, but I think by the time they need him to be real good, I think he will be. And on the right side, the biggest problem I have with the right side, Cordell, and I don't really care who you put in there, they're soft. They catch, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe it's because, you know, you got Travis Jones, you got Michael Pierce, you got some good players over there too, but they don't knock anybody off the ball to right side of the line. I mean, and you're 380 some pounds, Falele, mm-hmm. and you want to stand up. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, if you stand up, the biggest thing in O-line and D-line play is leverage. Mm-hmm. Leverage is key. What do they always say about football? I mean, you could, low man wins. Yep. And the offensive line, they always want to be high. So I don't quite because if you're high, you're catching. And then if the other guy's low and you're Travis Jones and you get under, I don't care if you're 380. Travis Jones is 335. He's going to walk him right back.
Yep.
So that's the biggest thing. And you know Joe D has coached them, mm-hmm. but they just want to stand up and look all the time. Or maybe it's because you're 6'8", and that's your comfort level. And I don't know. And you got 36-inch arms, and you never use them. I mean, you let people get engulfed on you instead of extending the – I've never seen him once, Cordell, in 3 years now, extend those arms like punch somebody and pass and jolt. No, he wants to catch all the time. Now, Rosengarten, he's a really good athletic kid and all those things. I think he's probably a year away from being real good, but a year away in the weight room from being real good, especially in the lower body. He needs to get more ass, you know, to anchor in there. And you said he was having some issues yesterday with the anchor, but that's my concern with him, too, is the anchor. Can he anchor against those big, powerful guys? Because what happens to him is he'll get back on his heels. You get back on your heels, you're done mm-hmm. as an old lineman, because then the D lineman's got total control of everything, you know. So here's what I, because who else going to play right tackle? I mean, who I can see playing right tackle against Kansas City would be Rosengarten or McCary. Probably mm-hmm. McCary to start the game. Just to, you know, if you're Todd Monken and you're Lamar, just for comfort level. But here's what I was thinking. You know, when I'm watching practice yesterday or Saturday, I'm like, you know what? Rosengarten, he was playing with the one, you know, and are you better off just letting him take all the reps with the ones? Just from here on, you just, you know, is he going to develop that? Because you know who's Kansas City's doing that with the big kid from BYU? Is he going to get better just by giving him every rep? And Cordell, let me ask you this. How much are you playing those guys, the right side guys? How much are you playing them in the Friday night game?
I mean, you're not playing Makari, but so much.
You know? I don't need to play. Yeah. I don't need to see Makari.
I mean, Falele is going to play.
I'm getting a half.
If he can make it, honestly, his conditioning is
going to be raining
for him.
It's going to be raining, yeah,
so that may go in his favor. That's my biggest knock on Falele is if the Ravens have one of their patented 10 play drives, can he sustain in September where it's still hot? Can you depend on this dude to give you everything he has on every single play? I can't sit here and say that I believe it. Also, you bring up the right side and you talk about right tackle. It's still being out there to this point in camp. It amazes me. And maybe they know something I don't. And I'll give them the benefit of the doubt with that until further notice. But to move on from Morgan Moses and create another hole is kind of surprising to me when you're a championship contending team right now, and now you're in the scramble drill trying to figure out what you're going to do on the right side of the line. Now you're in a position to where you might have to play Makari more than you want to. You might have to start Rosengarten before you want to. You might have to push Falele out there even though you may not really want to. So that's kind of the head scratcher for me is, again, I know Morgan Moses dealt with the pec injury and everything last year, and if they felt like he was about to just hit a steep decline after that, so be it. We'll see. But just looking at it right now, it just feels like we could see a Band-Aid, possibly two, on the right side of the line in terms of them having to play somebody they really don't want to have to play right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you know, is having to play somebody. I don't think, you know, if you're playing your best five guys, McCary's going to start there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. And otherwise, you know, Lindenbaum, I think having Lindenbaum miss a week or, you know, like with Lindenbaum, soft tissue. I mean, George Seifert at San Fran would always say the trainer, like he'd have a hammy or a soft tissue injury. Okay, so-and-so is ready. Nope, give him another week. You know, and with Lindenbaum, I don't have a problem with that because you know what? They need to develop that backup center. They need somebody else to step up and play there. Because when you really look at it, do you think they have great depth?
No. I mean, in the
left tackle, they don't.
No. I mean, all over the offensive line right now, I mean, who are you really trusting? Unless we're sitting here talking about Makari being a six man, there's not, like you said, there's not much depth there, and they can't afford for Lindenbaum to be gone for an extended period of time. So I'm perfectly fine with them taking
their time.
Let me
ask you this. All right, you're playing Kansas City on Thursday night. Makari's the right tackle. And Ronnie gets dinged.
Then you're probably going to have to throw Makari to the left side and put and do some things with it. Rosengarten is going to be put in most likely, mm-hmm. I would say, on the right side. And then, I don't know. I mean, they did mess around with Falele a little bit last year. I don't know if they prefer Falele. To this point right now,
he's playing right
guard. Yeah. So I would imagine they'll leave him there and let Makari go over to the left side. It's not ideal, for the record. None of that situation is ideal. Ronnie and Lindenbaum right now are the two guys for sure they can't afford to be without on that offensive line.
What do you think of Ronnie?
I think he's been solid.
Anchor.
I mean, I haven't noticed him getting bull rushed on a consistent basis. Ronnie actually looks better to me right now than
no
he did
question.
Last
no
year.
No question. The only one that gives him a little issue every now and then is
Elway. And I think that always having a – I'm hesitant to talk about him because it's what it is.
I hear you.
But yesterday was another good day for Elway. I mean, he had, to his credit, he's stacking practices. He is, you know, converting that speed into power. He's finishing plays right
now.
Got
that spin move. That's
yeah,
nice.
It's working right now.
And he was working. He said, I don't know, you might have been in Chicago when he said that, was it him? No, it was Travis Jones that went down and worked with Matabike in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because he said, I want to get some. Yeah, I want to get some of that.
Yeah. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll take your calls. 410-583-1057 is the number. We've talked a lot of Ravens right now. We've talked the offensive line. Talked about Rashad Bateman as well. You want to talk about either of those, we can do that. Talk some Orioles baseball. Orioles back on the diamond tonight out in Toronto. Grayson Rodriguez on the mound for the Birds tonight as they look to stay hot. We'll take your calls next here on The Fan. Let's go to Ellicott City and get Kevin. Kevin, you're on The Fan.
What up, Cordell? What up, Bill?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Just trying to get it in before the rain gets down here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But, it's coming.
Oh, yeah. And in the concrete business, it just ain't ideal for turning out the best product. You know what I mean?
Now, my son's down in Wilmington, North Carolina. He said they're getting 10 inches today. It's hitting right now.
Oof. Take cover. Take cover. Hopefully it works out for him and it gets some better weather. The rain ain't never fun, but on to the Ravens. I'll be honest and admit that I'm getting frustrated with Mr. Bateman because they're advertising him to do better, and I want them to, but fellas, he had basically no impact on our production last year and getting to the AFC game. This is just smoke and mirrors to get people off of Monken about not running the ball. And I've never really been down on many, if any, of our players in Baltimore, but this guy just seems to be rubbing me the wrong way, and I'm struggling to think he's tough enough to play this game because he's hurt more than Buffalo Bills fans. And I guess I hope he does good, but I don't feel like he's going to make it past even like 10 games. I mean, he's not the reason why we got to the AFC Championship, and I doubt he will be this year either. We have so many good offensive players.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Kevin. I mean, some of that's warranted. If you want to question his toughness to a degree, I mean, look, that's one of the things I think Bateman is going to have to probably work on. If you're going to be the number one receiver, you got to get used to kind of getting beat up out there. You got to get used to being jammed at the line. And if he's hurt, he's hurt. That's one thing. But, you know, you got to learn to kind of battle through stuff if you really want to be the guy in this offense. Now, I don't think it's necessarily smoke and mirrors. They are making a concerted effort to make Rashad Bateman a bigger part of this offense. I mean, to this point in camp, that's been evident. And Bateman, talent-wise, has the capabilities to do it. But if we are going to have these spurts to where he's out there one week and then the next week he's not, we'll see if he's out there practicing today. I hope he is. I hope he is. But, you know, after a while, I do think some of that lost time catches up and it allows guys like Zay and all these other dudes to kind of pick up the slack. And sure, Bateman may not have been the reason why they made it to the AFC Championship game last year, but if Bateman was a bigger part of that offense, maybe they get past the AFC Championship game, and that's what they're hoping for this year.
Now, Cordell, when he hurt, whatever he hurt yesterday, his stomach or ribs or whatever, did he land on the ball?
That's what I couldn't necessarily tell. It was three bodies there, including his, so it was tough to see if he got hit in the air, because our Darius did come over late, so I don't know if he got maybe hit in the air or if he came down on a ball. Initially, I thought maybe he got the wind knocked out of him,
right,
but he stayed down quite a bit to where I didn't think it was that anymore. And then I remembered how when he got jammed in the drill last week and he was dealing with the same, it looked like the same area, I figured it might have been a repeat of that.
Well, let me just say from experience, if you crack ribs or whatever, doesn't go away right away.
Right,
you just got to suck it up,
mm-hmm.
And it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt, especially if you get hit, land on it, those kind of things. So I hope that's not the case. I hope maybe it's just bruised or something. But it doesn't look like it affects him running or running routes or doing those types of things. So it doesn't seem like it's that bad. It might just be irritable
right
when you get hit. And like if you're getting jammed at the line of scrimmage and the dude jams you in the chest or in the ribs, it's going to hurt like hell.
And this is the time of year to kind of, and it's a double-edged sword with Bateman. It's like we want him out there as much as possible, but also this is the time of year that if guys are dealing with something, if something does come up, you want to kind of take it easy.
Because you got a month
on them. Exactly. So that I think that's the battle people are fighting with Bateman. It's like they want him to be healthy, but also it's like they want him out there despite whatever's going on with him. Let's grab Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's going on?
Hello, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, so look, that's my thing about Bateman, bro. I'm going to be real with you. I'm tired of being all casual with it. Every year, right, oh, this going to be Bateman, yeah, this and that. And this ain't no Bateman hate, because I be out there. He'll make a nice little catch.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, he's definitely good with, like, the screens, the slants. But it was a play yesterday. He gave up on the play. It kind of reminded me of that Dolphins game. And this is my thing, right? I wish people stopped saying Bateman the number one wide receiver. We know who the number one wide receiver is. Number four, Zay Flowers. Hello, the best receiver ever. You know what's crazy? This offseason, right? I was acting like I was a gym. I said, every other 31 team, I said, what would y'all give me for Bateman? They didn't even want Bateman. Everybody said, give me Zay Flowers. I mean, I don't get it, but I'm going to be honest with y'all. Number 87, my man Kirkwood. 18, 86. And Sean Ryan, get him an opportunity, man, because guess what? I guarantee they go out there, they going to ball out. You can just see it, you feel me? Like, I understand you get hurt. That man got hurt for catching a ball, man. So just imagine when it's week one, when it's time to really get physical. Like, what's going to happen? Or maybe the Ravens need to make a wide receiver move or something. I don't know. We need some type of move because the offensive line, we know that's a problem. We can't go in there, offensive line problem, and then we got wide receiver problems. See, we know what Zay going to do. We know what Nelson Aguilar will do. The question is, what Bateman going to do? We keep hearing the same thing. We're going to get him involved. Then he hurt. So I guess if he don't produce this year, what's it going to be?
Time out, Trippy. I mean, he missed a day, and let's see if he's out there today. You know, he came back right away, and were you there? You weren't there Saturday, right?
I hope. Yeah, but Vinny, I hope he is out there because I believe he should be one of the wide receivers out there getting some reps.
Yeah, because
so my thing is, what has he done for us to even say, well, he shouldn't get no? He should be like on the Lamar level, like, you know, don't have to play in the preseason. Like, come on, man. Like, my thing is, if the Ravens really want this Super Bowl, let's go get it. Like, come on, what's so hard about it? Lock in and focus.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Trippy, and look, the debate of Bateman being a number one wide receiver, I'll agree with him. It's Zay until further notice for me.
It is
still Zay. And despite Bateman being more of, I would say Bateman has been more of the focus offensively through camp to this point than Zay has. But Zay is still getting his chances and still making the most of those opportunities.
You know what I said yesterday to Bob was Zay's the type of guy that you're going to game plan for.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, you know, because right now running a bunch of quick screens and stuff, what does that do for you? You know, I mean,
right.
He's great when what? He's got the ball in his hands. He's electric. So, I mean, that's a, you know, and like on the reverses and all that kind of stuff. I mean, to me, when you get to the Kansas City game, he'll have 10 touches or he'll have 10 targets at least.
410-583-1057 is the number. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to jump in, that's the number to get in. We'll continue to talk some Ravens with you. Want to talk some Orioles? We can talk some Orioles next here on The Fan as it's a deadlock tie right now. You look at the AL East, I should say, not AFC East, AL East right now between the Orioles and Yankees. Both teams are slumping at the same time. Seems like both teams are picking it up at the same time as well. Will the Orioles be able to pull away? We'll talk about that and more next here on The Fan. From Locked On Ravens, Ravens Wire as well. See what he thinks ahead of this first preseason game against the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday. The Orioles, they're back on the diamond tonight. Let's grab my guy Rashawn real quick. I know he want to talk some Orioles. Rashawn, you're on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
All right,
what's up, man?
Hey, man, about time we get to talk some O's, man, you know.
Right.
I know everybody excited about football season, you know, coming up. But we still in, you know, training camp. You know, I heard Trippy earlier. I know he's very passionate about his Ravens, so he's just going to bail on the O's now, you know?
He's out there almost every day.
Right.
Yeah, he's out there every day. I'm like, Trippie, what's up, man? You going to the O's game today? Nah, man, I'm out here on his Mills, man. I'm with Derrick Henry, you know? I'm like, all right, man. You know, people forget, you know, the O's got the second best record. Well, tied for the second best record, I think, in Major League. So, you know, we got to ride this thing to the end. And, some of our stars we traded for. What y'all think about the guy, I called him Elroy on the morning show when they was last.
Eloy
Jimenez, man. He's been coming along, man. He got 5 hits and only 9 at bats. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that was a very slept on addition. I think he's gonna be good for us down the stretch. You know, have a veteran bat like that.
Well, he was a big home run guy a couple years back. You know, if he can get that. Seems like he's hitting the ball. You know, Haney said yesterday, because Bob and Norm, I think, said they didn't like it when they did it. But now, you know, he's performing.
It's early. I mean, he hasn't been great. You know, it's granted, nobody in Chicago is playing well. 21 straight losses out there. So it's tough. Maybe the change of scenery is helping him out to this point. So we'll see how long it lasts.
Exactly. Sometimes change of scenery is all these players need. Just like Aaron Hicks season before last. You know, we got him. You turn things around a little bit.
Yeah, Rashawn, sometimes also, like when you're dating that girl, you need a change of scenery, right?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely do. I'm looking forward to, I think tomorrow, the guy from, what's his name, Rogers, right? From the Marlins we got.
Yeah.
He should be back up. So I'm looking forward to see him with his second start because everybody was dogging him saying, you know, we lost out on that trade just after one start, man. The guy had a bad start. Him and Adlin get a chance to really connect, nothing like that. So I got faith in the guy. I think he's going to be solid for us. A solid, good number 4, like he was brought here for.
Right.
But, you know, we shall see, though. Other than that, man, you know, I'm going to let y'all
no
go.
Cowboy. I
know y'all
got more. He kind of quiet on those Cowboys, you know, Cordell.
Rightfully so. I mean, you got to kind of take your time with them this year. I don't think it'll be a great year for the boys, but we'll see.
As long as they finish ahead of the Commanders, that's all I'm asking.
That's a low bar to clear, if we're being honest. That team just had the second pick in the draft. I think the Cowboys should dream higher than that.
I'm anxious to watch Washington when Saturday.
Appreciate it, Rashawn.
I want to see Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to get the start.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully the boy looks good. And Rashawn was talking about Trevor Rogers there, who will be back on the mound tomorrow. I mean, 2-10 on the year for Rodgers, a 4.7 ERA to this point. Like we said, his last outing was not great against the Guardians. And granted, the Guardians are a really good team in the American League. So it's not like those were some scrubs that he was going up against. But you'd like to see better in the, you know, in his first outing with the team. 4 1/3, 6 hits, 5 earned runs, had the 1 strikeout, 3 walks, and the 3 strikeouts. I'm not one that's kind of bailing on the trade after one bad start. It is just one, but it does kind of fall in line a little bit to where he has been for the most part of the season. So I do want to see him. I think it is important for him to go out there and have a much better outing, not just to obviously win the game, but he's got to start showing some signs of life here.
I mean, they gave up a lot for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I would think, but...
And it's not like Stowers and those guys went down there and started raking. I mean, Stowers
struck out 4
yeah,
times.
Yeah, Stowers was struggling, and then Norby he gets sent down. So it's not like the guys that the Orioles gave up instantly made them regret it.
No, not at all. Not like Ortiz.
No,
did.
And even that's you know, Ortiz is doing really good for the Brewers. He's an everyday player, but the Orioles get a potential Cy Young winner
for a year.
A year right now with Burns. So it all works out. But Orioles back on the mound tonight. Grayson Rodriguez hoping to keep the boys hot out in Toronto. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get back to some Ravens. Bring in Kevin Ostreicher from Locked On Ravens podcast. Also does work for Ravens Wire. We'll talk to him about what he's looking forward to seeing in this first preseason game on Friday night and more. That's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.